The UTC Arena, or Roundhouse, originally opened in December of 1982 and has been the home for the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's men's and women's basketball teams ever since. In the year 2000, it was renamed the McKenzie Arena to honor athletic supporters Toby and Brenda McKenzie. Over the course of its 30 years in operation, the arena has been the location for many types of events. I spoke with the Director of Operations, O.B. Webster.
The McKenzie Arena, for quite a while, it has been the largest venue for music and entertainment variety type of shows here in Chattanooga. How many seats does the arena have?
It all depends upon the configuration that you're looking at for the particular event. Most shows, they do an in-stage configuration, and when you do an in-stage, you're looking at somewhere between 7 and 7,500 seats. If you do what they call a 240 or 270-degree configuration, you can go up to about 9 to 9,500, or if you do a 360-degree capacity, you can go up to about 10,500. That's 10,500.
So that's an awful lot of people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, fortunately, we get quite a few shows, but then again, we miss some of them also. As you know, or in case you don't know, we did Elton John about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and that was a complete sellout. When I say a complete sellout, I'm referring to closer to the 10-5 number than anything else. Everyone was extremely pleased with that particular show.
Musicians and bands from out of town look to Chattanooga. If they are a big draw like Elton John, they're going to need the largest facility here in town.
That is correct, simply because they look at this as a business and they're coming in to try to make money. As you know, everyone who's in business is in business to make money. And they look at the bigger venues so they can try to maximize their effort, et cetera, along those lines.
The arena is also used for some of the more exotic events, such as monster truck pulls and the circus. How do you balance that?
Those two events that you mentioned there, those are yearly events that we have on a yearly basis. The monster truck pulls, circus, Disney on Ice, those have become yearly events. This is a way to try to incorporate or give them something to come to the McKenzie Arena to see and do and participate in. And fortunately for us, the Thunder Nationals or the Monster Trucks events, they do extremely well.
The flooring in the center of the arena can be taken out, and you have a variety of choices there?
Yes, we do concerts, we do Thunder Nationals, we do Disney on Ice, and we do basketball games, both the university men's and women's basketball games. The floor for the basketball games is a portable floor. When I say portable, I'm referring to simply the fact that it's in 8x4 sheets, large, heavy sheets at that. And, you know, we can take it down, put it up as needed. And sometimes we do what we would call a quick turnover. We may have a concert tonight and a basketball game tomorrow. So after the concert tonight, we have to tear the stage down and install the basketball floor for the game on the following day. Our employees are sometimes worn thin, but yet and still, we all seem to like it. That's why we are all there. Turnover ratio, as far as employees are concerned, is not very high.
Typically, when there is a concert at the McKenzie Arena, it is hired by an outside group. This is not something that the university puts together.
That is correct. The university does not promote or co-promote any concerts. We are a rental facility. In other words, a Live Nation or something along those nature, they contact us. They say, do you have XYZ date available? We say yes. And from there, we go to negotiating contracts and working out all the details. And then they bring the show in, and they are responsible for basically paying the arena all of its costs and the artist all of his costs. So Live Nation is more or less a person in the middle. He has expenses on both ends of the equation.
But then again, the promotions, ticket sales, all that really doesn't fall under the university. That falls under the separate entity.
Right. The income from the ticket sales that goes back to the promoter. When we do what is called settlement at the conclusion of the event that night, we will write the promoter a check that night for all the ticket sales minus the taxes, minus the building expenses that were involved with the show. In other words, the promoter walks out with the bulk of all monies.
There's been some just general talk on an uncertain future for the McKenzie Arena.
I've heard those too, but there has not been any real discussions on tearing down or demolishing the arena. They have not had any discussions with me or my predecessor who was there in regards to that. I do believe that that is a long-range plan, and I use the term long-range simply because there's not been a discussion with the director of the venue itself.
And it's also used for the university commencement ceremonies.
Oh, yes. In the past, we've held 3 commencements each year. We just reduced it down to 2, a May and a December graduation. Those are the only 2 graduations that we do. We have community events that we do rent the facility to. And when I say rent the facility to community events, I'm referring to simply the fact that they get a discounted rate. Some of those events are such as Race for the Cure, which we do on a yearly basis. We did one for Ronald McDonald House this year. We are available for rental to community events.
The McKenzie Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga provides the largest music venue in the city. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.